ago.
Steve-o.
Good meeting.
Yeah, it was. It was a cracker, wasn't it?
So, Steve Dawson and...
Steve Knapp.
The two Steves. North Steve is me.
I'm South Steve.
And we've just had our fortnightly business Zoom meeting, which is a networking group that Steve and I set up over a year ago. And it's been a really good meeting, hasn't it?
It's been so what is it, about 30 businesses attended, different business owners?
Yep.
Ranging from...
Decluttering. To high-end...
High-end professional services, yeah. Business... Quite amazing, really.
Good energy.
Bacon butties.
Good bacon all butties. Round. All in the Anglers Rest community hub, which... Yeah. I'm a shareholder. Are you a shareholder?
Yeah.
We're both shareholders of, and who were very good hosts this morning, including the fire.
Not the fire.
No,
the fire was on.
The fire was on, yeah.
The fire was on. Yeah. Yeah, would have been
a fire. It's not an insurance job.
But, you know, but it's been magic, isn't it?
Very good.
The year, really. I was thinking the other day, I was looking back, we get about 25 to 30, it was a big one today, every 2 weeks. I mean, that's a lot of businesses that we've potentially connected across the Hope Valley.
Yep.
And, you know, and maybe the economy has benefited as one piece. And I don't know how that makes you feel, but I feel kind of good about that.
I do. I do feel very proud of what we've done. And we also raised a load of money for charity as well, which is a really important cause.
And maybe people don't realise that that's the driving purpose behind the zoo, right?
Yeah. So that's a charity called CRY, which is Cardiac Risk in the Young. I'm chair of governors at the secondary school, Hope Valley College. We've been touched in the last few years by tragedy with students being impacted by undiagnosed cardiac issues, so we set about doing something about that in the college, and the zoo supports that, and our aim is to screen every student who passes through the college either in Y10 or Y11. That's the earliest we can do it, and we've raised a couple of grand and we support in the first screening that we did last September. We screened 100 kids, and we did find I think two or three of those kids were subsequently referred, so hopefully that gets all sorted out. It's a really important cause, but I love our fortnightly meetings.
Yeah, I mean we started off, didn't we, going round, you know, tour of Hope Valley, going to every single venue, and you know, if any of them are listening to it, we really thank you for that early support. But we have landed on four businesses that do, you know, now regularly support us, and their generosity helps us raise more money, right? So
exactly.
The four we use, we've already mentioned the Anglers.
Yep.
We use the Air Arms at Carver and Jimmy and the team.
Yep.
There. We use what do we call them? Blue Circle,
Breeden Aggregates.
We use their facilities there, and they're incredibly generous to us. And we use obviously the college.
The college. Yep.
So we do move it around, and it's fun to take us to these venues, and they've become part of our ecosystem now, and they should also be, you know, recognised for supporting the economy of the Hope Valley and the charity. So no, I think it all works well, and what we do, what I you know, a bit I like about what we do is we give a business a 20-minute slot to educate us.
Yeah.
Teach us something new.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a nice place for people to maybe come and promote something that we don't know about them, some hints and tips about how we could be even more successful in our personal or business lives, or actually just practice the skills of standing up and presenting in a safe environment. So yeah,
I thought today we had Phil Taylor. So Phil's business is a shoemaker, particularly orthopaedic shoemaker. He's based in Brough. And Phil just talked to us about how he's got his business to where it is now, and how he manages a business, which is different to how I think a lot of people would see their business being managed. And Phil's view is he doesn't really manage the business at all. it's kind of more on the self-managed model. But it was just fascinating to hear that. And who'd have thought a shoemaker could teach us? I mean, Steve, you've got your sales business. I've got my financial planning business. But I certainly got quite a lot from that this morning.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we do have our own, as well as being co-founders of the zoo, we do run our own businesses. And mine is one that helps a business owner enjoy selling. Mm. And Phil was talking about how his business has grown 10% year on year.
Yeah.
And was describing that there are many different ways to sell. His way is all about values and the strength of the team and the purpose. Mm. And I complimented him on that, you know, if you can get to that point as a business and that's how you sell. Mm. I think he says he doesn't spend a penny on advertising. Mm. I always say that if you get referral business, I mean, that's the strongest kind of business. Mm. It's not overly scalable, but it's certainly the strongest. Mm. So, yeah, commend him on his business, his approach, and so on and so forth. Yeah.
The thing I particularly liked about it was a story that Phil told about one of his clients who obviously got some orthopaedic issues and was a recipient of some of the shoes that that Phil and the team made, and was so delighted with that service and with the product that he's put, I think so far Phil said, 170 grand into a trust to pay for apprenticeships in that business. And that's a gift. And for me, I help people deal with money, and finding, you know, finding purpose with money is a key for me in helping people. And you know, I'd have loved to have that conversation with the individual who just said, you know what, I've got a couple hundred grand, and I'm just going to put it into a trust, and it's going to you know, fulfil this particular obligation, which is to provide apprenticeships for an industry which otherwise might be struggling. And that's just a great purposeful use of money, which sort of in my business and financial planning I really like to see.
So, nice one. Yeah, nice one.
No, it's good.
All right, fella. Well, I guess nice it's one. 2 weeks' time. And
a couple of weeks' time at Breeden Aggregates, yeah. Cementworks.
Cementworks, yeah. Looking forward to seeing you again there.
And you, matey.
Excellent. Good. That was 7.5 minutes.
Yeah, cool.
Brilliant. Okay, we'll buck around and see what happens.
Yeah. Awesome!
Where is it next time? Is it Breeden?
It's a Breeden. Yeah.
Oh, is it? Right.
Yeah.
Good. Brilliant. Thanks for that.
What a day. Good to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Mark. Yeah. Oh, nice, mate.
Oh, nice.
Slow. It's all right getting in. It's harder getting out.